Here's Puljujärvi at center ice. Had the puck taken away. And Reed kicks it out to Kasha. Driving it on Talbot. Wrist shot. Save made. Rebound. Another save. Talbot. Rebound. And Talbot kept it out. And we might have goaltender interference against the Ducks. Pettersson fell down. And it creates an on-man break. Here's Lucic finding Puljujärvi. Wrist shot. Save. Rebound. Off the crossbar. Here's another shot. A sprawling Gibson makes another save. Lucic can't stuff it home. Unbelievable chances. Off the rush, and Strome hit the bar. Kessler, a bad turnover at center ice, and Nugent Hopkins finds McDavid shorthanded. Reshot score, Connor McDavid, 39th of the year. And Edmonton takes a 1-0 lead just as the power play had expired. I believe that'll be an even strength goal for Connor McDavid. And it's 1-0 Oilers at 1:46 of period two. McDavid from Nugent Hopkins. So 97 now has 97 points. Manson walks in, fires the shot top left corner and scores. And the Ducks come right back. 19 seconds later, Manson, his sixth of the year. And this game is tied at one. Darnell Nurse as the power play expires. McDavid over to Benning, shoots and scores. Matt Benning, his sixth of the year, and second in four games, set up by the captain, Connor McDavid. And Edmonton scores just as the power play expires to regain the lead, 2-1. Time 7:44.
And a pass feathered toward the net, and Perry deflected it into the far corner.
Did he get it in the face again?
I think so.
Unbelievable.
Caggiula shaken up.
He got the puck in the face again, just like he did in Anaheim.
Slepyshev to Kara behind the net, protecting against Anaheim. With the Oilers leading 2-1. Out to Ethan Bear. Cross ice. One-timer score. Leon Draisaitl from deep in the right corner, top shelf. And Edmonton extends to a 3-1 lead. Draisaitl's 24th of the season and 15th in 23 career games against the Ducks. Raquel put it up the left wing boards for Getzlaf. 10 seconds to go in the period. Montour walks in, shoots it off the bar and off the glass and ricochets out of play. Raquel, left corner. Coming off the half wall is Corey Perry, dangling high slot. Pressured by Ethan Bear. Drops it off. Shot score! Through a screen, Cam Talbot. It came from the half wall initially, and the Ducks slice the gap to 3-2. Fowler left-hand side for Raquel. Now it's Fowler cutting behind the net. Wraparound save. Rebound score, and this game is tied. Cam Fowler went right around the Edmonton net when his shot was kicked out to Corey Perry. The latter buried it for his 17th. And the Ducks have scored two goals in the first 6 minutes of the third period to turn a 3-1 deficit into a brand new hockey game. Kasha cuts inside, backdoor, save Talbot, once, twice, loose off the post, a puck squirts out. Here's a turning and dishing, one-timer Fowler and a block shot. Traffic in front, kicked out. Here's Sekera, back to McDavid, up top is Raddys, interior pass, one-timer score. Ethan Bear, his first NHL goal. And Edmonton strikes on the power play. McDavid's third point of the night. Bear, his first goal in the pros. And Edmonton up 4-3.
6-on-5 now for the Ducks, who are down a goal. Fowler dishes off. Montour juggled, got it back, fired, and it was deflected home in front. We're tied at 4 with a minute 29 to play in the third period. Good things happen when you direct pucks on net. Montour from an impossible angle, and Henrique might have gotten another bank. Lindholm, 30 seconds, banks it off the wall. Dish down low. Wrist shot save made by Talbot on Ricard Raquel. What a chance for Raquel, and Talbot saves the game. Gets the Oilers into overtime. Getzlaf the feed to Raquel, and Talbot stones him. Getzlaf with control of the puck, circling, regrouping, forcing Edmonton to make a decision here. He'll dish off. This is real strategy employed by Randy Carlyle. Getzlaf to Raquel. Not real interesting strategy, but real strategy. Raquel makes a brilliant move. High slot, couldn't get a shot away. Quick shot, score! That dribble through Cam Talbot. And Hampus Lindholm has the game winner for the Ducks, whose first lead comes in overtime. 5-4, your final time, 1:21. Lindholm from Raquel brings the Ducks all the way back.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.